Sunday morning's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel ran an analysis of Baldwin's recent support for sanctions against Iran, compared to some votes a few years ago against the sanctions. The newspaper called her switch of positions an election year flip-flop. But Baldwin told a forum at a Milwaukee Jewish center that her votes against the sanctions were designed to help a pro-democracy movement in Iran that was trying to overthrow the Iranian government.
I thought that we should do everything we could to support the pro-democracy, moderate people of Iran who were speaking out when they believe an election was stolen.
The Iranian government later crushed the attempted overthrow. Baldwin is getting support from the Jewish group J Street. Milwaukee chapter president Michael Shulman says Baldwin now supporting sanctions is not a flip-flop.
I think it's in fact creative, able thinking on her part not to say that we have to approach Iran always the same way.
But Republican Senate candidate Tommy Thompson blasted Baldwin's explanation for her anti-sanctions votes.
That is the lamest excuse I've ever heard. She's anti-Israel, she's anti-Jewish, and she's trying to now somehow obfuscate her views.
Asked if he meant to say that Baldwin is anti-Jewish, Thompson replied that he just meant anti-Israel. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.